Let's go to a place where deer and pheasants abound. Or let's find out. Hedinger County in beautiful Mott, North Dakota. Duane Markson joins us. Hello, Duane.
Hi there, Mick. How you doing?
Pretty good. So you got how are the pheasants? First of all, the pheasant population.
It's better than last year, which is not exciting. But believe me, the pheasant hunters are in the county going good. But you have to work to get the birds. It's been since 2017, we had just a massive loss of birds thanks to the dry. But now things are slowly building back. And the biggest issue was last year, we had a good flush of young pheasants, but they were dumb.
No. They wound up in the grill of a few cars?
Well, that too, but the thing is that I went ahead, my shooting sports team went ahead, and we did a walk, a couple of walks of CRP, and the thing is, you can't, 50, 60 yards ahead, all of a sudden they fly up, and they're small birds, and so this year, we've been out, admittedly, they've grown up, and it's better this year, without a doubt. But it's going to take a little time to go ahead and get things built up. Admittedly, this year with all the moisture that we had, yeah, our flush is going to be better. Hopefully we have a winter that can go ahead and preserve the population that we do have left.
Most of the really hardcore deer pheasant hunters have a good dog. So that should help.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. If you're going to go out and play out here without a dog, you got a lot of work ahead of you.
Yeah.
Go ahead and retain birds. Okay. And so, yeah, with a dog, yeah, he's going to make life a whole lot easier for you.
All right. Super. All right. Then the deer, how are they doing out there? Or how are the deer hunters doing, I guess?
Okay. Well, I haven't heard much from the field as far as deer hunters. The deer are out here. I have no argument. Seen plenty of muleys. Seen plenty of white. In fact, I got really close to putting one on a hood last night, about a 10-pointer. Yeah, nice on the side of the road, and then driving back from Regent, by golly, there was several in the ditch. So deer out here, we got if you want to go out and come out here and hunt deer, yeah, we're not short of them.
Alrighty. Well, there's a reason to head out to Mott. So the combiners, how are they doing?
Oh, that's an interesting story. As far as out here, the wheat is done, the canola is done, peas are done, flax is done. The thing is right now it's sunflowers and corn left. Sunflowers are running up anywhere from 18 to 15% moisture, and so hardly anybody's touching them. Otherwise, you're going to get to go ahead and dry them. And there's some guys just going to go ahead and start, and then if they got little batch dryers, they're going to go ahead and try and run with sunflowers. Corn, most of the corn out here is anywhere from 28 to 30%.
Wow, that's going to take a lot of propane.
No, it's not, because nobody will use it.
Oh, okay.
No, you can't afford to. The price isn't good enough, and the price of propane is going up, you know, to match the demand. And so a lot of guys are basically doing the field. The other guys, I hate to even say this, but they're going ahead and they're cutting it for silage. That's an extraordinarily bad idea. Take it from someone who's put up an awful lot of silage. It's too late, it's too dry, and the corn is too wet. When you're done, you can't go ahead and pack the silage pile tight. It just ain't going to happen because it's too dry. Because the wetness helps draw the plants together so that you can create an anaerobic, without oxygen, condition in that silage pile. With it being so dry now, you can't get that tightness because it just the oxygen won't be pushed out of the pile. Therefore, you have an aerobic condition going ahead in that silage pile. And the thing is that since there's air there, you have a different type of fermentation where the pile, instead of getting to about 80 degrees on an anaerobic condition, will turn to 100 plus as far as the heat that's going to be within the pile, which will go ahead and brown leaves, brown the stalk, plus also go ahead and make it really unpalatable. Plus also the fact you're running anywhere from 28 to 30% corn that's in that pile, and now you went ahead and run it up to 100 degrees plus, you got mold developing in that corn that's in that pile. So now you've got kind of a moldy bass that cattle really don't appreciate, and they think they're going ahead and trying to save it. And by going ahead and doing this, I'm sorry, you'd be a whole lot better if you go ahead and take that corn, make it high moisture corn, put it in a bag, find a feedlot that's interested in feeding high moisture corn, and go from there if you're that desperate to get out of the field. Otherwise, leave it. The next few days, we got forecast for decent wind. When you go ahead and put corn in a bin, what do? You turn on the fan to help dry it down. Nature, Mother Nature can, out here, definitely. Mother Nature's really good at providing wind and letting it dry down. Just have the patience.
Dwayne Markson, heading a Cadre Extension. Is this the voice of experience talking?
I used to have I had a 250 cow dairy, and I had to go ahead and I put up a tremendous amount of corn silage. And so, yes, I've done that virtually all my life until I finally finished dairying in 2001. Otherwise, yes, I have a tremendous amount of experience. And the thing is, everybody talks about additives. The additives really don't do that much good. The only positive I can say about, you know, if you put up a silage pile, you know, everybody fights to go ahead and put plastic over top. And just basically as something that I tried by advice from another producer, go ahead and put feed salt over top. It'll work just as well as plastic over top of a pile. And you spread it on enough so that you can see the salt laying on top. Now, admittedly, in the dry conditions, now it ain't going to help because you've got too much air in the pile. But when you go earlier, you know, to avoid all that headache of putting the plastic on, just use feed salt. It works really well. It'll help compact the pile. It'll also keep any vomitox or mold that develops on top from the fermentation process. It'll keep it down. It works wonders.
By golly. See, now, Dwayne, this is why I call a county agent every day. You guys are just, everybody, and men and women, are all filled with great information we share.
Well, that's our job, Mick.
For sure. All righty. Well, okay, unless it's like 60%, which is, right after Labor Day, that's the time to put up silage, and we're closer to Thanksgiving now than Labor Day, so
yeah,
it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late, and admittedly, they're trying to go ahead and think they're saving something. No, they're not. They're just making them bigger headaches for themselves.
Yeah, all righty. No winter wheat planted there this fall? Or?
Oh, yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, okay. We do have the winter wheat come up actually really, really quite well. We didn't, admittedly, with all the moisture that we've had, yeah, anything that was planted that they got in, yeah, by golly, it came up really well. And so just, you know, the price isn't there. So, I mean, you've got to kind of look here and there to find one. But those that did, yeah, it came up very nicely.
Good deal. All right. Anything else that you want to share with everybody?
Other than the fact that we got our beans are virtually out. I mean, we don't have the issues. We've had enough harvest weather and to go ahead and get a good share of our crop out, other than the sunflowers and the corn. And admittedly, everybody... It needs to go ahead, and kind of from what I'm hearing, and admittedly, I've had to deal with a couple of things, and the fact that the stress level, especially for the ag producers, is, you know, between low prices, uncooperative weather, it gets a little stressful. Slow down. Take a deep breath. It's a good idea. Yeah, NDSU is coming out with a lot of information on kind of go ahead and take a step back, take a breath before you get too carried away.
The page on Extension website that I like the most is a 12-step thing about how to proceed through a stressful situation. And, boy, that sure applies to agriculture this fall.
Oh, absolutely. That's just it. Admittedly, I've had to go ahead and share that with more than a, believe me, out here where German heritage, bootstraps is a thing. You just go, ahead and pull them up and proceed on. I've had a couple of calls. That was a surprise.
Well, the German ingenuity and all that, they're smart enough to call you.
Yeah, that's just it.
Everybody else should follow the same, so super.
You bet.
All right, Dwayne Markson, NDSU Extension, Hettinger County out there in Mott. Hey, thanks. Hope you don't end up with any deer on your hood or in the...
Yeah, 10-point buck would have made an excellent dent on the front end of my truck.
Yeah, for sure. I hope they're in the freezer and not on the hood. So
that's right.
Thank you for the visit. Have a great weekend.
You do the same, sir.
All righty. Bye now. Mm-hmm.